in some countries, what happens is that the proceeds from that type of intervention go back to assist law enforcement in its fight against the illegal drug trade. And also, some of the money is plowed into programs to rehabilitate drug people and so on, demand the reduction. I know in one of our sister countries that they have recently purchased significant assets for law enforcement, patrol vessels. I think they've even purchased some aircraft to be used by law enforcement out of the proceeds of the ill-gotten gains of drug traffickers. So the short answer is that I cannot predict what the policymakers will eventually decide on.